Okay, let's start with a rating. On a scale of 1 to 5.
1. I know a question.
What do you think about your hangover?
Yeah, I know a question you're going to ask me. I overserved myself last night. Well, you kind of overserved me.
No.
What do you mean, no?
There's a tiny bit of the whiskey that I like to sip left, and I was having basically the last of it. You came in and I poured you one, and then after we drank that, you went and got the other one
To mix
a cocktail with in the big bottle from Costco, and you poured yourself a bigger one.
I'm stupid.
And then you had a wine, and that was before when you went out to dinner, and you had some wine at dinner, and you also had a little refreshing cocktail after you played tennis. So you just had like a long period of slow drinking.
My friend Jesse Brad, who I've known for almost 20 years, was in town from Toronto. And it's like, we only really get like one or two deep bro downs per year. And last night we had an epic, 7-hour bro down, and it was great. And I just wanted the fun to keep going. And now I feel...
You're paying for it.
I feel god-awful now.
And... Maribel came this morning, Georgie's nemesis.
Yes, our lovely house cleaner.
Who usually comes on Monday, but with a rescheduling. So you had to get up hungover.
Yes, on 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, and we were going to go to the gym, but then we both didn't feel like it.
So we've been driving around for 3 hours now.
An hour plus of which was trying to go to breakfast.
Yeah, it was like Portland or Toronto. I'm like, I thought that LA was big and distributed enough in order to never have to wait in line for brunch, like unless you're
especially if all you want is like
a stupid pancake.
Yeah.
And so we went to all different kinds of places.
We went to Nick's. That's the one we should have just waited at.
Wait, I do have to give a 5 out of 5 star to something.
Can you pull up a thing for it?
Yeah. Okay. My phone.
I'm gonna pause. Hold on. We'll be right back. Okay, the best part of driving around looking for breakfast was we discovered the greatest food critic. He's the new Jonathan Gold, I think.
He's essentially Jonathan Gold. So basically, Mike was like, I'm taking you to a surprise breakfast. It's this place called Nick's. It's sort of in this like cool no man's land part of Los Angeles that's like not quite downtown, not quite east side. Anyway, I've biked by it like 100 times, so I was super excited. It has all these like pigs outside of it, and Mike calls me a pig sometimes in a kind way. And so we were going to go there, and then... for some reason, like, I pulled up...
No, it's because we couldn't go there because there was a line outside. There's no outdoor seating because it's raining today. And as we were driving away to go to a different spot, I was like, well, at least look up and read about it, because what I read about it, I really liked. So you were reading the reviews and you stumbled upon...
I stumbled upon a man who goes by the handle Matthias Pumpkin. And he's written...
What are the things that Mr. Pumpkin seems to be concerned most with when he's reviewing food?
First of all, he has accrued 3,151 points on the Google review, like, point system. He's written 112 reviews. He goes to every restaurant in Southern California, but like diners, and like he's reviewed like 17 different Yoshinoya beef bowls,
and he compares them against each other, and some of them he's like, go on to other ones. But the things, as you were reading these, that he's most concerned with, he always talks about the parking.
Tight parking.
He talks about the temperature of the food.
Yes.
And he's really like, he's not obsessed with, but like, not like on value, but on like serving size.
Yes. So let's just try to, okay, here
we go. You're trying to figure out.
Nick's Cafe, okay. 3 stars. 4 parking spaces doesn't make it a parking lot. Bar seating indoors only and tight. Outdoor tarp seating. It's cold as they don't have heaters and water puddles from rain. Service is fair. The food comes out in a reasonable time. The servings are a bit weak. 1 slice of bread cut in half. Hash brown serving is thin. Omelette has no flavor, but thick. It could have been better if the weather was good and flavor was added to the food. Even salsa would have helped. Was told new owners, and it's not the same. I would agree as a return trip is not planned. The thing is, so like,
it's a little bit ESL.
It's ESL, and I feel like it's European ESL because my father has some fucking epic ratings on TripAdvisor.
I think it delights us so much because it reminds us of a version
so
of
I feel
dad.
Like this man is potentially like French or German. Parking, Bob's big boy. Parking can be tight when it's busy. Plenty of kids for breakfast on the weekend due to sports league at the local park. So wait times are short. Food comes out fairly quick. Servings are fair. Food comes out a bit cold. Avoid the men's restroom as it smells like sewage. That said, it was my first time to this location and last, as it was nothing worth returning to.
He mentions that things worth returning to a lot.
And yet, anyway, and yet he gives these places 3 stars.
So you rate, this is 5 star. This character is a 5-star character for you.
Like, I want to write a show about Matthias Pumpkin. 5 out of 5, man.